I'm Micah. This is Grand Line Gossip. The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Like I said, this is Grand Line Gossip. I realize we always... I'm playing the wrong background music. We always play the Nami's like theme song. So I'm going to pull that up. Let me see. Here it is. Okay. I just instinctually put new Javas on for everything, so. Or should we do the Nami's theme chill trap remix? We'll do this one. Wait. Okay, there we go. That's awesome. Anyways, like I said, this is Grand Line Gossip. I'm Micah. As you'll notice, no DJ Sunday Gravy. I think they were abducted by aliens. I'm not sure where DJ Sunday Gravy is. It's a mystery. I hope they're okay. I'm sad. So it's just me today. I'm gonna be honest, this is like a really hard show to do by myself because I don't know what to talk about. We just talk about One Piece or anime generally. But I feel like there really hasn't been crazy anime things going on, like, news-wise. Just, like, the One Piece live action casting is slowly being announced, and, like, random stuff like that. So there really isn't much to talk about, like, news-wise today, at least. I don't even know what to talk about, like, for One Piece-wise. Like, usually when DJ Sunday Gravy's here or DJ Drainfield's here, like, it's a lot easier because then we can just like talk to each other. But like when it's just me by myself, it's like, oh my god, what do I do? I don't even know what to think. Shout out DJ Aura, who's just here covering the money show. But yeah, I don't know. Let's think. I don't want to talk about other... Oh, somebody's calling in. Guys, who's calling? Okay, wait, I'll be back in a second.
Hello?
What's up?
Okay, wait, I'm fixing my headphones right now. They're really wonky.
Okay, let me put on headphones too, actually. One moment.
Okay. While we wait for DJ Drainfield to put on their headphones, we'll listen to Nami's Trap, Chill Trap Remix, 1 hour version. But yeah, DJ Sunday Gravy, where are you? We miss you.
This is actually really messed up of DJ Sunday Gravy.
Where's DJ Sunday Gravy? This is so sad. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they got abducted by aliens or something crazy. Like,
No, this is unlike them.
Yeah, Greg never misses the show. And there's shows after this, too.
Oh, no. This could be bad, actually.
This could be bad. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Hello?
Hello. What was that big beep just
that's,
now? Did
that's
you hear
why,
that?
Yeah, I did hear that. That's why I said hello, to make sure you're still there.
Oh, no, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, but yeah, I don't know where Greg's at. Usually they're here. They've never missed a Grand Line Gossip, besides like when they were out of town.
I hope they're okay.
Me too. Greg. But yeah, do you have any anime things you want to talk about?
That's a great question. You know, I honestly can't say I do.
Me either.
Awkward.
This is really awkward. I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I don't watch very much anime anymore. During the summer, I was kind of watching like some of them, like Kimi no Todoke, and some random like shoujo animes I used to watch as a child. We were watching Haikyuu together.
Yeah, we were.
And that was kind of it, honestly. Like, I feel like I'm losing.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry. You go.
I was only watching Haikyuu this summer with you. I wasn't watching any other shows, for that matter.
Yeah, and it's not like we were watching it super fast either.
Yeah, like, we'd watch, like, 3 or 4 episodes and then just, like, go do something else.
No, like, you would always pull up TikTok. And we'd watch a couple TikToks, yeah. Or play those geography games on TikTok.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We would get distracted.
Very easily distracted. But Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I just like don't have the time to watch anime. Like, I feel like I do have the time actually, but like I don't spend it watching anime. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. Like, there are so many things that I know I enjoy doing, but I never am like, oh, let me do this right now in the present moment when I could do this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, I get it. Because, like, sometimes I'll be thinking, like, oh, like, I really want to watch this anime. Like, is it Gintama or Gintama? I don't know. Gintama? I really want to watch that one.
What I've heard, yeah.
But then I'm like, every time I have the free time to do it, I'm just like, I don't really want to watch anime right now. And I just end up doing something else, like reading or, like, watching TikTok or YouTube or doing something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. What can I say?
I agree.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I watch a show, like, I need to finish it. So, like, the idea of, like, starting a new anime just, like, it pains me too much to do.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fairly reasonable.
Yeah. Like, I honestly think...
Yeah, go ahead. Go. No, go ahead, please.
Okay. I was gonna say...
I have nothing to say.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I honestly think, like, One Piece might be, the only anime I'll keep up with, like, going forward for a long time, you know what I mean? That's just because I'm already, like, all the way caught up. I feel like I'm too invested in that to, like, give it up.
And even with One Piece, you take really long breaks from it.
Yeah.
So.
But that, I do that on purpose, though. Like, it's not because, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But...
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what else to talk about.
What was your first, like, anime or manga that you ever really got into?
Ooh, okay, wait. Let me think, because I feel like I watched a lot of anime in, like, middle school, like, 6th grade, 7th grade, but it was a bunch of, like, shoujo anime, but I was never, like, super, super into, like, a specific one. Like, I wasn't buying merchandise or anything like that.
Can you explain what a shoujo is? I actually don't know what that is.
Shoujo, okay, so, basically, shonen and shoujo, originally, shonen meant for boys and shoujo meant for girls. Nobody, like, uses that anymore, really, but...
Okay.
Shonen is typically, like, action and, like, more, like, the popular ones that we see, like, Jujutsu Kaisen and, like, One Piece and all of that or whatever. And shoujo is usually typically, like, slice of life or romance animes. Like, I don't know what to get. Like, Kimi ni Todoke is probably, like, one of the most famous ones.
Is Psyche K, like, because that's kind of a slice of life.
I don't think it's not shoujo. I'm pretty sure it's... is it Sin? Wait, let me see. Is Psyche K? Dun 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 dun. No, it's Shonen.
Shonen? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it gets a little... What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like it gets a little fuzzy. Like, I feel like some... I don't know. Like, Psyche K is kind of in that weird, like, spot. I think it's considered shonen just because, like, he's, like, he has kind of powers and stuff, and he kind of does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not, like, completely based in real life.
Yeah. Where I feel like...
Yeah.
Shoujo is usually, typically, like, really realistic. But, yeah, shoujo is basically, like, romance and drama, and shonen is action and adventure. That's kind of, like, the divide there. But, yeah, no, I used to love shoujo anime. And I still do, but I got way more into shonen in, like, 8th grade and then, like, high school. And I feel like that's when I started, like, really obsessing over some of them. So I think, like, the first one I really, really got into is probably Bleach. I was, like, obsessed with Bleach. Bleach was, like, my One Piece for so long. I was obsessed with Bleach. I still am. I just don't talk about it as much as I do One Piece.
Because you haven't, like, consumed it in a while, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, I was, like, watching Bleach for a lot, like, years. Like, I loved Bleach. It's all I thought about all the time. I love Ichigo. That's my goat. Like, that was my law before law.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I loved Ichigo. Like, I have an Ichigo figurine at my dad's house that, like, I prized. I was like, oh, my God, like, this is awesome. I love Ichigo. I love Bleach. But yeah, no, and then I started watching One Piece and it changed my life, and I was like, wow, like, One Piece is better than Bleach.
Oh, wow, okay. Switched up.
Yeah, no, I switched up. I still think Bleach is, like, one of the best, like, animes ever. It's awesome. But I do think One Piece is more important to me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Is there an anime you were really invested in when you were younger? Or what was the first one?
Yeah. I mean, like... growing up, the anime I consumed was, like, all whatever you could see on cable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as a kid, I really liked, like, Pokemon. Mm. I didn't like... I liked the Pokemon games and cards and manga,
uh-huh.
but I would not wake up early enough on Saturdays and Sundays to watch it on TV.
Oh.
And so, instead, what I would watch was Digimon. Which, like, in my head was like, oh, I'm like, oh, that's the same thing, actually. So, it was completely different. And honestly, uh-huh. I think it was really interesting. It was, like, a really good one.
That's awesome.
But then, when I was 7, you know what Toonami is?
What?
Toonami?
No.
Okay. I was worried that, like, asking that question was condescending.
No.
Toonami is, like, the block of anime that Adult Swim would have. What's it called? Yeah, like the block of anime Adult Swim would have, where it would be, how do you say, like just a bunch of different animes. Like Dragon Ball Z got really popular, and it like on Adult Swim, and it would be like playing from like midnight to like 2 a.m. and stuff like that.
Oh, dang.
And so what's that?
Nothing. I just said oh.
Yeah. So I was like a little kid at the time. So when it played in the States, I couldn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got to watch like anime on cable that often growing up. But then in India, for whatever reason, like instead of just like having like a Toonami thing in their Adult Swim block, they don't have Adult Swim on Cartoon Network in India. They just have Cartoon Network that just plays like the uncensored anime.
Whoa.
And so, like, not even the kids' version. Uh-huh. Like, just the straight-up unedited version. And so I went to India when I was 7, and, like, it was, like, 8 p.m., and, like, my cousin and I were like, oh, let's watch Cartoon Network, and we were eating dinner, and, like, Dragon Ball Z was on. And I was like, whoa, this is so crazy. I have no idea what's happening. Because it was, like, how I started Dragon Ball Z in the last arc of Dragon Ball Z. Because that's just what was playing on cable.
Uh-huh.
And so then, like, I had an older cousin. He was, like, genuinely 10 years older than me. And so when Dragon Ball Z was airing in India in the 90s, he had, or early 2000s, he had been really into it already.
Uh-huh.
And so he was like, okay, so here's, like, the entire plot of Dragon Ball Z.
Whoa.
And he just summarized it to me. And then I, like, once I was caught up from him summarizing it to me and my cousin, I just watched it, like, every day on Cartoon Network in India. And then I came back to the States and I was obsessed with it. And 15 years later, I'm still really, really into Dragon Ball Z. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like mm-hmm. I have to watch Dragon Ball Z one day and Naruto just because, like, I feel like they're just, like, really iconic. And I want to, you know, that's the reason I started watching One Piece is because I really wanted to understand, like, people would talk about it on, like, Twitter and Instagram. And I'd be like, I really want to know what they're talking about. And I originally was like, I'm never gonna watch One Piece because one of my friends had started watching One Piece and I was like, I'm never gonna watch One Piece. Like, there's too many episodes. It looks stupid. I don't like the animation,
yeah.
But then I kept seeing all these jokes and stuff and I was like, I need to understand. So that's why I watched it.
I think that's very valid.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I am inclined to watch One Piece eventually, but it's just such a large commitment.
Because,
like, Bleach is kind of, like, a lost cause for watching it anime-wise.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I've seen all of Naruto. I really liked that. I've seen all of Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super and, like, everything. I really like that. But One Piece, I feel like I should get around to because I am someone who is pretty into those, like, more popular anime.
Yeah.
I'm just too lazy to be honest.
No, it took me a long... Like, when I finally was like, yeah, I'll watch it, it took me a long time to actually, like, sit down and, like... watch it. But then when I started watching it, like, I just went a little crazy. But no, I think you should read the manga. It's really fast. It's a way faster to just read the manga. Like there's a lot of chapters, but honestly the chapters themselves aren't super long and most of it's fighting, so there's not like a crazy amount of dialogue. So it's like, I don't know, I feel like reading it's really, really fast. And also they're making, like, they're animating like we talked about this when you were here on Grandline Gossip before, but there's like an animation studio that's animating One Piece again, but they're making it shorter and condensed.
Yeah.
Can watch that one. I feel like that one would be a lot easier to watch.
It's from Wit Studios, right?
Yeah.
They did the first 3 seasons of Attack on Titan. I actually really like that studio.
Yeah, no, I think their concept art is on, also, like, it looks exactly the same as like One Piece right now. So I feel like...
It just looks newer, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like you're not like, really missing that much if you watch that one.
Yeah, in my head, it's like it's just like the earlier arcs are getting reanimated with like a more updated style.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I will tap into that once it happens. Mm-hmm. I just also like have some anxiety with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I don't want to miss anything like cool to the plot. Like with JoJo's.
Yeah.
They like, they redid it, right? But they cut a lot of it out.
Yeah.
So like, you can watch part three, but like, and we watched part three pretty quick, but I don't feel like I cared that much about Kakyoin versus like, if you read the manga, I feel like you develop a way stronger affinity for him.
Yeah, no,
same
I agree.
Same thing with Caesar in part two.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, sorry.
No, me personally, I love Kakyoin. That's my goat. Mm-hmm. But I do think like, the manga's probably a lot better for part three because I hate part three. I really hate watching it. Like, I don't like it at all. But I feel like they probably do it a lot better in the manga. I haven't read part three, though.
Yeah. I mean, from what I understand from people who have read JoJo's entirely,
mm-hmm.
like, that's just how it works, I suppose. Like, every mm-hmm. single... Every single, like, manga arc is or part is better just because it gives you way more.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I...
So, I don't know.
The manga's awesome. Like, I've read part six, and part six is so good, like, in the manga. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but it's really, really awesome. And the art's really cool. And part seven, I've only read, like, the beginning of it, but it's really cool, too. So, I think one day I'll get around to reading all of it. But, yeah.
Yeah. But... Those are my qualms with this shortened One Piece because it's like, am I going to miss a lot? Because, like, you cannot condense 120 episodes to 30 episodes and not have to cut some genuine canon content, right?
Yeah, no, they're probably going to have to cut a bunch of stuff. And honestly, that's kind of sad to me because I really love pre-time skip One Piece. It's definitely my favorite part of One Piece. It's like pre-time skip, they're really silly. So there's a lot of silly stuff going on, like there's a lot of jokes and stuff, and I just prefer the animation style a lot more, like pre-time skip.
I as well.
Yeah, so I think it's, I don't know, it hurts my soul a little bit, but you know, it'll make it easier for other people to consume One Piece.
What are your qualms with current One Piece?
Current One Piece?
Like post-time skip One Piece, why do you like it less?
I think honestly just like the style... I don't really like some of the character redesigns, like Frankie, Zoro. They made Zoro whiter, which is my biggest annoyance with the post-time skip One Piece.
He's a captain, or he's a pirate. He should be, like, you know, tanned up.
Yeah, no, he's tanned up pre-time. And his color scheme pre-time skip is so good. Like, his tan and then his green hair, it's awesome. And then post-time skip, he's just really white and not... And I swear, they keep making Usopp whiter every single, like... That's the only thing I don't like about the new animation, animation studio. They made him even whiter. Usopp's not white. What else? I don't know, I just feel like... Oh, and, like, post-time skip, like, it just gets more serious, because, like, they enter more serious arcs, and there's more serious stuff happening, and it's getting closer to, like, the peak of the show, or, like, the end of the show, you know what I mean? So everything's less silly. And then I think also there's like a huge arc that happens, which is kind of like, which signifies like the middle of One Piece, like pre and post time skip. And it's Marine Ford. And I feel like Marine Ford is when everything gets super, super serious because some crazy stuff happens. Do you mind if I spoil it or do you?
Go for it. Actually, yeah. Okay. I'll probably forget immediately.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, no. The show, we spoil everything, so if you don't want to hear One Piece spoilers, don't listen if you'd like.
Feel free to tune off.
Yeah. Feel free to tune off. But yeah, no, so the biggest arc is definitely, or like the middle arc is definitely Marine Ford, and that's the arc where Luffy's brother, Ace, dies. Like, he watches him die, and that's kind of like the moment, like, everything gets super serious. And then after that, like, it's not really, like, it's a little bit silly, but it's never, like, not nearly as silly as pre-time skip. And also pre-time skip, they're all super young. Like, Luffy's 17 pre-time skip. And so is Sanji's, like, 19, Zoro's 19. Like, they're all, like, teenagers, basically. And then post-time skip, I don't know, like, you can tell, like, they're older or whatever. But yeah, I think Marine Ford, I don't know, I just miss the silliness. But obviously, that doesn't make sense with what's happening now, like, in the story.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Like, Skypiea, my favorite One Piece arc ever. It's one of, like, the first arcs, I believe. Like, or... it's, like, one of the first, like, bigger arcs in One Piece. But it's definitely, like, one of the most important One Piece arcs. And it's super, super silly and funny. And it's awesome. But yeah.
That makes sense. What's, like, your pitch to anyone who hasn't seen One Piece before on why they should?
Oh,
consider, at least.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't have a pitch. I just tell people to watch it. It's awesome. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm always just like, oh, you should watch One Piece, you should watch One Piece. And it works. DJ Spidey started watching One Piece recently on episode, like, 20
really?
Or something. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, you just gotta annoy people a little bit. My brother, I was like, you should watch One Piece, you should watch One Piece. He was an avid anime hater, and when I was, like, in high school, he was, like, a freshman or whatever. He'd be like, this is so stupid, blah, blah, blah. And then he started watching One Piece with me, and now he watches One Piece all the time. So, I don't know.
There you go.
I have no pitch, to be honest with you. Just watch it if you'd like. It's awesome.
Awesome.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about.
What's the best way to consume One Piece, in your opinion? Obviously, you watch the anime, but is that what you actually recommend to people?
I think... Okay, I don't know. I feel like this is really, like... Everybody argues about this, whether you should watch One Piece or read it. I think reading it is definitely the fastest and, like... fastest way to like, consume it. And also, you're, like... I don't know... You're not having to, like, sit through, like, filler. Actually, One Piece doesn't have a crazy amount of filler. But you don't have to sit through, like... What they do in One Piece is they kind of drag stuff out sometimes. So if you read it, you don't have to sit through all of that. You kind of just get straight to the point or whatever. But I feel like there's something really special about watching it. Because I've done both. And I watched it before I read it. So I watched the entire thing and then I read the entire thing after. And I feel like watching it is just, like, really special. Like, I don't know, like... Because you get to see, like, these characters, like, come to life, right? Especially Luffy. And I feel like it's just really, like, cool to see. So I don't really know, because I like both ways. But I feel like most people I know either only watch One Piece or only read One Piece. And I feel like most people prefer the manga. And I think that's just because, like, sometimes, like I said, they drag stuff out in the anime. And the manga's a lot easier to consume.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That makes sense.
I don't know. It's up to people's personal. I just really enjoy both for their own different reasons.
As like a, there's kind of a debate about this with like Berserk. Uh-huh. I mean, which is like something I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Like obviously, like none of the animes are extensive like One Piece, where they like actually are covering the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. Like some of the animes will cover like the beginning. And some of them will cover, like, the third arc onward and stuff like that. So it's just not worth getting into, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the general opinion is like, oh, well, it doesn't even matter about the anime because the best way to consume it is the manga. Because that was, like, most directly influenced by the author. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that with respect to, like, the manga might be the best way because that's, like, Oda's direct work versus an anime, which is the translation of his work?
I feel like I understand that, because I feel like there's some animes that, like, go completely different from the manga, and it kind of just messes up the story. But I feel like with One Piece, generally, the anime is, like, almost identical to the manga. I feel like they rarely change things, and if they do, it's just, like, character details. Like, they make Zoro, like, a little bit wider, or just, like, they'll drag fights out sometimes. But I feel like it's generally, like, super, super identical, because... They're, like, so the manga's, like, I feel like not that far ahead of from where the anime is. And so that's why sometimes they'll take breaks from the anime so that the manga can, they'll like, have more manga to, you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, I think Oda always has a lot of, like, influence on his project. So like with the live action, he's like directly involved with like picking who's playing what characters or whatever, and involved in like the storyline or whatever. And I feel like it's the same for the anime too. So I feel like with One Piece it's a lot different than it is with a lot of other animes, just because like Oda is always involved with a bunch of stuff. And like I said, I feel like the anime is like almost identical to the manga. They really change things. So I don't know. I feel like consuming either or is like fine. I think Oda likes the anime, so that's all that matters to me.
Fair enough. Oh, I'll also add DJ Sunday Gravy. Let me know that they're on their way.
Thank you.
Yeah, they'll clutch up in the last 5 minutes, I'm sure.
Yeah, shout out DJ Sunday Gravy. But yeah, I don't know. The show's so... I don't know what to talk about. The show's... We gotta plan this a little better.
Who is we? I'm not a host of this show.
I meant, I'm gonna hang up on you. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, but like this show was low-key crazy, like crazy fire in like the first quarter that we had it. Because we had like a bunch of hosts, and like we would always like talk about like it was like super super structured, right? And I think as time went on, like people like hosts stopped coming to the show, and then like things kind of like started like tapering off, and it just like less structure. And also what we were doing is we were going like arc by arc.
I remember.
Yeah, but it's a problem now because I'm super ahead of like I'm super super ahead, whilst DJ Sunday Gravy is like not super behind. Actually, I think they're like in the 800s or something. But in One Piece, that's kind of behind. And I'm like already like at the newest arc. So it makes it hard to talk about certain things because like DJ Sunday or like my co-host hasn't seen that, you know what I mean? Or read that.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, so it makes it a little bit weirder to talk about. And also, it's a problem with like my other co-hosts too. They were like, some of them were behind and like around the same area where DJ Sunday Gravy was. And that's kind of why it started falling off, I think, like the structure, because we were just talking about arcs that like we knew or whatever. Like in order. But then it became a point like where it was DJ Sunday Gravy and Stargirl. And then like another problem is I watched One Piece. Like I got caught up with One Piece in a month, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. And so some of the like smaller things I don't remember. Like some of the like Skypiea, my favorite arc, there's still some stuff like I forget about all the time just cause there's so much like media or whatever. And it's hard to remember all of it. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like that didn't really make any sense, but you know.
No, I think that's plenty reasonable.
Yeah. But now the show's just become us talking about anime, which I think is fine, because Grand Line Gossip, I love the name. We're just gossiping about anime.
And they're also just like, One Piece is a finite series. There are limitations to how much you can talk about it.
Yeah. Like... I feel like there was a couple times where I just like started talking about Luffy just like as a character and I just kept repeating the same thing. Like, I don't know, like you can't really talk about like a crazy amount of it. But yeah, I don't know.
Is Grand Line Gossip continuing into the fall season?
I don't know. I don't know what shows I'm doing currently that are going to continue or not. Mango Street Cafe. Karaoke Caravan and Mango Street Cafe are always the ones that are like for sure going to happen. The other ones I don't know, because the other ones that I have I'm gonna continue Book It probably. I'll leave the name,
right?
Do you want me to change the name?
I thought you said you wanted to change the name.
I don't know. I can't come up with another name for Book It.
There you go. And if you could make it Let's Book It.
Let's Book It. No, that's the. I'll just keep it Book It, and then maybe they won't change the thing. So then you keep getting quarters added to your DJ thing.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I think that'd be really funny. You can be like a ghost host.
Ghost DJ,
yeah. Every show I'll start with like, oh, DJ Drainfield's not going to talk today, but they're here.
DJ Drainfield can't make it today.
Yeah, DJ Drainfield couldn't make it again today, guys. I'm sorry. I think that might be the bit. Oh, DJ Sunday Gravy's here. I think that's the bit. I'm going to continue Book It and just pretend that you're... Oh my, look who's here. We got DJ Drainfield on the phone.
Whoa.
Hello.
Oh my god. Are you okay?
No. It's been a long day, Micah.
Oh my god.
I caught that. I caught
You're
the last like
really hard
5 or 10 minutes of the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I was in here in spirit the whole time.
You look so tired and so
Yeah, I ran.
You ran?
My bike, my bikes plural are on campus.
In you my have, wait, you have multiple bikes?
Yeah, I inherited one from my roommate a few years ago.
Okay.
Shout out, he's coming back this year.
Let's go. Oh yeah, what happened to the Greg Mobile?
DJ, that's the other part of my story.
Okay, yeah, can you explain that? DJ Drainfield told me something happened, but wouldn't tell me what, and I had
so,
to wait.
Yeah, they tried to get me, basically.
What?
And so there's a big hole in my windshield now, and the windshield's gone, so I can't drive the car in this broken glass all inside
what?
The car.
What?
To clarify, nobody tried to get me, and it was actually my fault why the windshield broke, but...
What?
Are you serious?
What happened to the wind?
Okay, do you want the full story?
Yeah, wait, I
want to... Okay, so last night, we're unloading...
Also, can I say, DJ Drainfield, DJ Sunday Gravy can't hear you
right now. I can't
hear
anything you say.
Oh, that makes so much sense now.
Here, do you want...
Thank you.
Headphones.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. So here's what happened. I'm moving in yesterday to my new apartment, and we rented a very big truck.
Yes.
And so we have this very big truck, and we're nearly done unloading at the end of the night. It's like 12. It's like midnight, or maybe a little bit early, like 11:30. And this guy walks up with someone who like looks like could be his mom, and he asks, can we borrow your truck? I have a mattress that I need to pick up across town. Because he was also moving in, and his car couldn't fit the mattress. And I was like, well, I'm not the guy who's driving this truck. It's my buddy. So I get my buddy over. Buddy agrees. We're going to drive this guy's mattress at 10:30 in the morning the next day before we go to drop off the truck. So go to sleep. Had the best sleep of my life. It was awesome.
Let's go.
And then I woke up early-ish, and I went to go bring this guy the mattress. We moved in the rest of the stuff out of the truck, and then my friend and this guy go to pick up the mattress. They bring it back, and this guy's mom and the guy are like, thank you. They had wanted to give us some phantom value for doing this. Yeah, but we were like, no, thank you. And then they were like, well, let me just like give you a little gift instead. And so they pulled out this guy's, he's a PhD student who's, from China. Oh. I don't know what his PhD is. And he told, I think it's some sort of engineering and design thing. Mm-hmm. And so he pulls out all these things. He gives us three charms that have some gold, pieces, and like a gourd on there and like a little tassel.
Oh, wow.
And then he also gives us this like beautiful like fan that has some poetry written on it.
Oh.
And we're like, this is awesome. And so my roommates and I are like, where should we put these charms? Like, it's going to give us good luck for the new house. And so we're like, oh, let's put them in our cars. And so we all go out to put them in our cars. And I go out to my car and I'm like, okay, I need to figure out how to put it on the, you know, rear view mirror. And so I take off my rearview mirror. It has this little like pressure thing that pops on and off. So I take off the rearview mirror. I put on the charm, and I'm trying to put it back on, and I push a little bit too hard, and my windshield shatters in front of my eyes and cuts up my hands, gets all over the seat. So yeah, nobody was trying to get me. DJ Sunday Gravy just was not careful enough when they were trying to put... little charm in their car. So quite an embarrassing way to do it. It's okay. Car's gonna be fixed by the end of the week, hopefully.
Let's go.
Fingers
Let's go.
Crossed.
That's
my
crazy.
Story.
Oh my.
The anti-Greg tried to get you.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing.
I think maybe from a different dimension.
God.
Yeah. That's crazy. Greg, you're not even safe.
So then I ran here. Is the end of the story because I've been that happened this morning and I sprinted here because I've been unpacking all my stuff
oh
and
my
I kind of forgot we had.